Don't you love Christmas? I love the message. I love the story of Christmas. Christmas is so rich and full of meaning. And every aspect of the Christmas story has so much to think about, to meditate on, and to enjoy with regards to our relationship with God and what He did in order to establish that relationship. You know, the children in the Grumpy Shepherd were able to bring the Christmas story down to two big pictures. And the first big picture was really unfolded here at the end with Samuel, the grumpy shepherd, finding out that he had a problem he couldn't solve. And the problem wasn't everybody around him. The problem was his own heart. The problem wasn't his dad. The problem was him. You know, that's the big story of Christmas. The big story of Christmas is that we have a problem we can't solve. It's the problem the Bible calls sin. It's my heart. It's what's inside of me that is the problem that I can't solve. And the big story, the big picture of Christmas is the reality that I'm a sinner and that I can't fix that problem. I can't jump through religious hoops and get confirmed and baptized and join a church and say some magical words or do some ritualistic things. That doesn't fix the problem of my heart. I am a sinner in the depths of my being. And that's a problem I can't solve. But when Hannah was trying to help Samuel understand the problem of his own heart, she asked him to read some amazing verses that were written hundreds of years before Christ was born. And you heard Samuel read from the book of Isaiah, speaking of the Messiah that was to come, how that He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And yet what does man say? We esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He's getting what He deserves. That's what the people said around Him. They accused Him of blasphemy. They said, "You deserve to die. Give us Barabbas and crucify this Jesus Christ. Let Him get what He deserves. Kill Him." We considered Him to be smitten of God and afflicted. And yet the reality was that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement or the spanking of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. Christmas, the big picture of Christmas, is a God of compassion and love who is willing to become human in order to take our spanking so that we could have peace. In order to take what we deserved in order that we could have what He deserves. The big picture of Christmas is that Samuel's problem was a grumpy heart that he couldn't blame on anybody else. It was him. And Jesus Christ came to take His spanking for him, to take His chastisement for him, to be punished in His place so that He could enter into a relationship with God. All we like sheep have gone astray. The big picture of Christmas is that you have a problem that you can't solve. All we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us have turned to his own way. Every one of us have gone our own way to do our own thing, bringing upon us the wrath of a holy God that will send us to hell forever and ever because of our rebellion against Him. But out of compassion and love, He was born on Christmas Day to become human. See, the book of Hebrews tells us that God had to become human to represent humans. He had to take on Himself the nature of humanity to bear the sin of humanity. He had to become man to represent man. He had to become human in order to solve the problem of your sin in your heart. And Hebrews tells us, the book of Hebrews tells us, that He didn't take the nature of angels. He took the nature of man and became human and lived in humanity, walked in your footsteps, felt your temptation to sin, but he never succumbed to it. Jesus Christ took your place because God had to become man to represent man and pay for the sins of man in order to offer the gift of forgiveness to man. See the big picture of Christmas. And that God wants you to have a relationship with him that can only be accomplished by God becoming human and dying on the cross for you so that you could have eternal life. That's the big picture of Christmas. And Samuel learned that the problem was in his own heart and was pointed to the Word of God where he could find the wonderful story of Christmas where that need could be met. You know, the kids also, in the presenting of the big picture of Christmas, they used the shepherds. But you know, the shepherds themselves have a big picture story. The shepherds, the big picture of the shepherds is that God can use anybody. God chose not to announce the most momentous event in the history of humanity, the birth of the God-man, God becoming flesh on Christmas Day. God did not choose to announce that to politicians. He did not choose to announce that to kings. He did not choose to announce that to millionaires. He did not choose to announce that to the movers and shakers of their culture and society. God chose to make that amazing announcement to a group of nobodies. Some shepherds tending a bunch of mangy sheep. And God chose them to hear the announcement, the news, that after thousands of years of waiting, the Messiah had been born that night. You know, the big picture story of the shepherds are that God can use anybody. God can use me, a nobody. God can use you, a nobody. God relishes in using nobodies so that he gets all the glory for what is accomplished through his grace and power through the lives and ministries of nobodies. The shepherds' big story picture is that God will use nobodies to do what? To announce the story of the Messiah. The kids ended the presentation by singing, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." That's what the shepherds did. Once they saw that night, the angels told them, just go into town and look for a baby. But the thing that'll cause you to find the right baby is look for a baby that's wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a feeding trough of an animal. That's not where babies are usually put. So if you find the baby in an animal's food dish, you'll know that's the one I've told you about tonight. And so the shepherds went into town and they looked all over for an animal's feeding dish. And they finally found an animal's feeding dish with a baby in it. And they knew they had found the promised Messiah. And they went out and they told everybody the news that the Messiah had been born. You know, the big picture story of the shepherds is that God uses nobodies to make the most important announcement that has ever been made in the history of humanity. God became man to provide a solution to your sin problem that you can't fix, so that you can enter into a relationship with your Creator through forgiveness and enjoy a place at His table for all of eternity. What a story! Christmas, the most amazing story in the Bible, God becoming man. Two big pictures to go home and remember. The big picture is you're a sinner. You got a problem and you can't fix it. It can only be fixed by God becoming man at Christmas. And the second big picture story is that it doesn't matter who you are. God wants to use you. And he wants to use you to announce the most important message in the history of mankind, that Jesus Christ was born and died on Calvary to save sinners. Go, tell it on the mountains. It's a story worth telling.